So, Rab, the good lady is favourite for Judgment Night. It's a cracking competition, isn't it?
Listen, Floyd, the one thing I will say is we've been invited into it quite a few times and we've never really paid much attention to it. We've always had other things in my mind. This year we've got a good team of dogs spread all over the place, you know what I mean? So we thought we'd get a good crack. As far as being favourite, well, listen, it's on the night, isn't it? It's top six trainers the last year. We're doing battle, and listen, let's have a bit of fun while we're doing it. You know what I mean? It's a good night. Corals are putting a great night. They're putting a great lunch there, there. So let's get the head down and let's enjoy it.
Excellent. Okay, kicking off with probably the least known member of the team in the puppy race, Princess Athena. 29:40 calculated trial. Must be in there with a chance, I would have thought.
Well, Floyd, the way I look at it is whatever point she gets me will be a bonus because I didn't have a puppy. My puppy got disqualified at Hove, so I was left with nothing. It's funny that a British breeder and all these pups running about the fields and all the rest, and I didn't have a puppy. So I just had to try and go out and do something. But listen, I'm very, very pleased with her, Floyd. Very pleased with her. Think she's coming on fine. Our last trial was brilliant. So, listen, looking forward to see how she goes tonight again.
Okay, and then into the sprint, which is going to be an intriguing clash. Quartier on the inside, Capaldi in two. I think they'll both be quite short in the betting. But obviously, good dogs in there. Romeo to victory as well. Won a stack 10 opens already this year. Sign at Goofy, who's just a sensation in his own right. How do you see this one going for Capaldi?
It's all about the boxes with these six dogs in that race. You've got Big John there sitting outside waiting to pick us off. If anything goes wrong on the inside, you know what he's like. He's a bit of a commander, isn't he? He's always hiding the wings somewhere.
Yeah.
And he can ruin the trees and that with his dogs, you know what I mean? So a real good race. Although Capaldi's a dead reeler. I'm more than happy with a multi-trap two. I'm not a lover of trap one at Hove in the sprint. So I'm more than happy with trap two with him. If he does his flashy exit, one, I'll need to groom him. I will not get up the inside of him.
No.
So, and the rest of them, well, listen, as I say, Floyd, it's all the best that they're bringing to all over the country. Big John, Tom Heilbrun, Matt Wallace, and all the rest. It's a real good race, a real good stampier race, and I think it'll be really the start of the competition kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Okay, moving on to the standard, King Sydney in five. How do you see that one?
Yeah, another good race. Cut a wee bit yesterday, and I maybe made a mistake in that selection there. I thought he ran great last week. His first four bender back. I was touched up between him and putting Queen Dusty back out in the bitches race and putting Joanie into that race. And after watching her trial last night, it's made the doubts even bigger for me because she ran a great trial at Central Park last night again. And I don't know, I've maybe slipped up there. But listen, in his own right, he's up there. I've always spoke very highly of him, you know that, Floyd. He's got a 16:20 or 16:15 in his card. He's just got to bring his A game there. If he brings his A game in there, he'll be there or thereabouts. That's the only thing about him. And I do think he wants to out there, maybe trap three, maybe trap four. You know what I mean? But what's the difference? It'll be a good race. It'll be another good race. And they're all good dogs in the race. So, aye, listen, looking forward to this, Floyd. Looking really forward to it.
Okay. And then one of the big races of the night. The Derby favourite, King Memphis, trap two, Newman Sid on his outside, I am the Sydney on his inside. Are you happy with Memphis preparation?
Yeah. Listen, Floyd, he's just going to do what he's done for the last four, five, six, 7 weeks, whatever he's been doing. He's just going to bring his game to the table again. You know it, everybody's seen it before. They've seen how good this dog is. If he gets things right, well, listen, he's beat the same dogs. He's beat them umpteen times. So there's no reason why he can't do it again tonight, but this is a different race again. You know that, Floyd, every race is different. So, listen, he's in great form. He's absolutely, he's pulling the wire down, Floyd, to be truthful. He's trying to go over the gate, you know what I mean? He's bursting to go every time he runs. He's just desperate to go and do it again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess he's one of those dogs that if it wasn't for the 4-day rule, you'd probably get even a few more runs into him.
Yeah, Floyd, he's just, listen, I can't say enough about him, but he's so fresh in himself, and I look at him saying how long will he keep it going and all the rest of it. Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you something, if he keeps the form up that he's on, and if he keeps wanting to run the way he's wanting to run, it doesn't seem to take nothing out of him. The next morning, he's trying to climb over the fence. He's different, Floyd. He's just an animal. He's just wanting it. He's wanting it all the time, you know what I mean? He loves it that much, Floyd.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to the 695. Havana Top Note must be right at the very end of his stamina, isn't it?
Very end. He was one that I was sitting humping and hawing about Dave Floyd. I've been sitting watching a wee bitch that I've got Queen Georgia, and I was sitting humping and hawing about whether to put Georgia in or whether to put Top Note in, but Top Note's proving the six bends. She's no, although she looks as if she's got it stamped all over her. But saying that, Floyd, he's done it. He's been there. He's been in the big occasions. So I went with him. It would need to be a long way in front, Floyd. They would need to bang the boxes and go a long way in front. And even at that, Floyd, if we come on to home straight well in front, I still wouldn't be shouting him home. I'd be waiting to see where we came, you know what I mean? But listen, he's good. He gives you all. He gives everything he's got. And that's... He'll give his best, Floyd. He'll give his best.
And we've got to finish then on, again, as good a race as any on the card, the bitches event, where you've got Joni up against Crafty Shavu again, Southfield Daisy, Untold Rubel, Crossville Maxi, Silver Spring Rear. I mean, a very, very good race, isn't it?
It's top drawer again, Floyd. It's just much the same kind of race as last week. Got to get out in front of Kevin's bitch. Kevin's bitch turning violently right. So got to try and clear that the boxes. Crafty Shavu. Didn't perform last week. Didn't perform to her best. Although I wasn't watching everything that went wrong and all the rest of it. I was just watching Moen, Floyd. But she's a lot better than that. And don't think that I'm changing tactics or nothing here. I've still got my eye on the ball. Because, listen, you know what Wallace is like. Wallace is Wallace, and you've just got to keep your eye on him.
They always perform on the night, don't they, Mark Wallace dogs?
That's what I mean, Floyd. I know he would get away last week, yes. He would get away the same probably as me, scratching his head a wee bit and thinking about this and thinking about that. But tonight's a different race, and just because... See, this is what they all think, that because they have one bad run either, it's no bitch, it is. Aye, bullshit. It's fucking top drawer, don't worry about that. She's top drawer. Don't let them kid you in that way, that all the bullshit they're ratting on about, that this is this and this is that. They're all good bitches, they're all there in their own mind, they're all there in their own right, and listen, it's... the best six trainers for last year. And I always remember, Floyd, as they always say, the first two races, it's not a battle we're in, it's a war. it goes right to the end.
You mad bastard, that'll do us.